Hey ladies, haven't gotten the ick in a while? No worries, I just bought some no-show socks.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Oh my god, Adam.
Even though she's incredibly hot and pretty, she was just a tester.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For another girl so that I could humiliate the girl that I'm just pulled into my lair.
This girl who's now whispering into my ear, I'm making ugly faces across the bar at another girl that's more attractive because she's just chumming the water for the next girl I'm going to date.
Yep.
Adam, I have a question for you.
How often do you masturbate?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I got a few hot items I want to talk about.
So
let us not delay. 1 second. Let's talk about the Met Gala, which I know is weeks old at this point. It happened weeks ago at this point, but what the fuck is going on at the Met Gala? Everyone's dressed up like a Furby or painting themselves in silver or wearing ridiculous costumes. I know it's high fashion, and I get that high fashion does not always coincide with common sense.
Everyday wear,
yeah.
I miss the point.
Yeah, I know a little bit about the model industry. Mainly, I look at them a lot, and, you know, I understand, like, you know, having your left nipple out walking down the streets of New York is probably not what you're going to wear to work. But the furries?
Like, well, it was because I think Karl Lagerfeld was the designer.
Lagerfeld.
He was the inspiration, and he had a cat that he loved. And so
Karl Lagerfeld had a cat, and we all got to dress up like a cat now?
Some people chose to go with the cat
theme.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Did you see Jared Leto? He went full cat.
Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me about Jared Leto.
I know.
He's got to find a way to keep his name in the lights. I had a girl that I dated. Her little brother was so into Jared Leto's band, 30 Seconds to Mars or whatever. Is it 30 Seconds to Mars?
I don't 30 know.
30 Minutes to Mars? It's like more like 30 Days to Mars. Guys, come on. Let's get together.
30 Minutes to Mars.
Yeah. But that 30 Seconds to Mars, but he was so into that. Angels and Airwaves is what is whatever. Anyway, Angels and Airwaves was some prophetic album. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, Jared Leto, great actor. Not such a whatever with the cat suit. But here's my point. I actually thought that this might be like a little nod to the furry community, right? This might be like a little nod saying, hey, you're mainstream. We love you. Keep dangling your dongles with all those animal suits on, and we're all behind you here. And so
could have been a secret underlying
like a furry conference that we just didn't know about. Mm-hmm. Like the world's most exclusive furry convention was happening
was
at the Met.
$50,000. So
doesn't surprise me. You and I are going to go one time, and we are literally going to wear what we wear in the studio, a white t-shirt. It is going to be all the rage. I just had to point out that everybody had some kind of fur on, and I guess it's because of the cat or maybe the furries. I don't know. But that Met Gala, man, every year becomes a bigger and bigger ordeal. Every year, more random human beings show up at it that I just don't understand why they're there. Pete Davidson? I mean, I get it. Yeah, he's a hot topic, and he's definitely going to want to be photographed there because he's not currently with any beautiful woman that we know about.
You know that's coming, though.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I think it's going to be Trump's wife, actually.
Right.
Someone was saying that. I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Melania is her name. So the Met Gala. But then I saw a little side piece that was kind of generally related to the Met Gala, which is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is now being sued. Have you heard this story? Have you read the Aerosmith, his biography? Because I know you like to read those rock star biographies.
I do love the rock doc biographies. I have not, but it's kind of on my list. But I feel like I kind of know.
Steven Tyler back in the 70s. Yeah, I mean, anything Steven Tyler does should not surprise anybody. That guy is a full-on rock and roll star. Mm-hmm. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll to this day.
Yep.
Still partaking in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Steven Tyler may say he's sober, but that's only in between getting fucked up. So the truth about his life is it's been a little twisted.
Yeah.
When he was just getting famous in Aerosmith, as they were like taking off back in the 70s, he met a woman, a girl, who was, I think, 15 at the time, then turned 16. He then went to that girl's house because he thought she was so attractive. He went to her house, met her mom, and had her mom sign over a custody agreement so that he could take her out of state and have sex with her.
Mm.
By all accounts, that's exactly what
Seems
happened.
Normal.
That's what Steven says in the book. Well, he says I was in love with her, but yeah, come on. Love is, please. You love lust? A 16-year-old girl?
Yeah, lust
yeah,
with her?
Lust, exactly. So he signs over. Now, here's the kind of disturbing part, and this is not
that the parents funny. Did that?
That the parents did that. Then Steven would like leave for a month at a time to go on tour or whatever, and he would leave her in some apartment in New York City. And one time, and then he would have people go and check on her, right? So one time...
Like his little pet.
Like a little pet, like a little caged animal, which is kind of disturbing. So this,
not kind of, but... It is.
Horribly disturbing. So she gets pregnant. Steven goes out on tour. The apartment building sets on fire. The actual apartment sets on fire. And she has a lot... She inhales a lot of smoke and damage. She's pregnant.
Oh.
So... Steven then convinces her that she needs to get an abortion because of the damage that it's probably caused to the baby, to which she does. And now she has this abortion. And now, whatever it is, 45 years later, she's suing him because he didn't mention her name in the memoir, but an Us Weekly story.
Figured it out.
Weeks before, months before his memoir came out, figured it out, found her name. And now she's been all over the media and the press talking about her relationship with Steven. And now and only now is she suing him for this mental distress that she's having. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you're going to have mental distress if you're a 16-year-old and there's a 25, 26-year-old man that takes you away from your parents and then locks you in an apartment for months at a time while you go on tour and shoot yourself full of heroin. Like, Steven Tyler has never been a role model to me. Some of his music, but,
yeah.
You know, I never thought of Steven Tyler as, like, a grade-A human being, right?
Right.
He's just kind of I don't know, he seems like to me... Like a guy with a whole lot of ADD that doesn't know what to do with it. He seems like the kind of dude that you sit down to have dinner with and he doesn't shut the fuck up and he doesn't finish one thought. You know what I'm saying? And you get irritated the whole time. He seems very scattered to me. And I think now there's a 2-year statute of limitations on this kind of mental distress, right? So he's claiming in court that she can't sue him. He never said her name, blah, 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 blah. And that at the time what he did was legal and, you know, all this other stuff. And now that it's frowned upon, that doesn't mean it. I say, if I'm Steven Tyler and I'm anyone of a decent human being, any semblance of a decent human being, I'm saying, how much do you need for your pain and distress?
Right.
Because, yeah, what I did was kind of fucked up and you're certainly free to tell your truth, but I want to help you through the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So financially, what does that mean for you? Because Steven Tyler has more money than fucking God probably. And, you know... This lady who you basically kidnapped for like 2 years.
We don't know actually what happened. You know, I mean, what happened when the breakup happened? Did he give her money then too? Or
I don't know.
What? Well,
I don't know.
See,
I didn't read any of that part of the story.
There's two sides to every story. And then there's the middle.
There's my mm-hmm. side. There's your side. Mm-hmm. And then there's the true story, right? Which mm-hmm. is somewhere in the middle. And
yeah,
I get it. It's a lot of back and
seems
forth.
Fucked up.
But this is like this is not an uncommon story to hear in rock and roll. Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis marry his cousin when she was like 13 years old?
Yes.
Didn't Elvis get Lisa Marie when she was like 13 years old? This is time in memoriam says that rock stars like young chicks and they're willing to take them from their parents. It's so twisted. First, how would you ever let your daughter, I don't care what year it is, how would you ever let your daughter be taken away by some rock star who requests custody of your child?
Yeah, the whole custody thing's weird.
Well, you can't take her across state lines because that's the law. You can't take minors who are not your children across state lines without the permission of the parents. When my kids go to my parents' house, they have documentation that they're allowed to have my children and that in any emergency situation,
oh wow,
here's their information and here's my permission for them to make decisions about my child's
that.
Care. You just don't think about these things until you have 12 to 14 children or however many we got running down. It's just like this whole story is so twisted to me and I don't see why Steven isn't just taking the tact, the route. Some lawyer around him is not saying, hey, dude, this is actually... This looked bad back in 1977, 1973. It's looking bad in 2023. Let's do what's right here, and let's sit down with this woman and find out exactly what she needs to recover from this distressing.
I would say they went that route.
You think so?
And, you know, maybe what she wants is the publicity and the recognition and to, like, screw him for look what he did to me, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guess, you know, maybe you're right. There is two sides to every story. And maybe Stephen feels like he's being done wrong. Like, hey, we already settled this long time ago. Now you're bringing it back up so you can get some more of my money. Now that I got that American Idol cash, you want to come after me? By the way, worst years of American Idol. I don't watch it anymore, but worst years of American Idol were the Steven Tyler years. He was such a hot fucking dramatic mess. That guy is like...
I haven't watched that show in a long time.
No, it's not. It's now everybody's also... Like, speaking of rock stars, Astrid's like, you know, oh, what an amazing story Taylor Swift has. And I'm like, what amazing story. She came from nowhere and she made herself. And I'm like, let's roll the tape back a little bit on the Taylor Swift thing. I don't want to bum anybody out about Taylor Swift. But her dad was a very well-to-do money manager, financial advisor. Her mom was the head of a mutual fund in Nashville. So you know that she didn't come from like the streets. You know, this wasn't Jewel. She wasn't homeless in the back of a car and had to blow flea or whatever
right.
it
well,
is.
Well, I guess maybe what Asher was talking about was creatively or career-wise.
Oh, man.
Look what she did because she
fucking
did,
forget
I mean,
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no arguing what she's done with her career since. How she got there, how she got to that fame. You know, everybody takes their own path, and I'm not knocking it. If I was Taylor Swift, I'd take every opportunity that I could, too, if that's what I truly and passionately wanted to do. And Taylor, by all accounts, is very hands-on in her stagecraft, in her music, in her creativity, in every part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a true, like, bad bitch. Swift is a true bad bitch. So I don't want to take that away from her.
Speaking of cats, though, as a side note, do you know that her cat is worth, like, $50 million.
Her cat?
Yeah, it has its own Instagram account.
Wait, her cat has its own Instagram account that's worth $50 million?
Yes.
What the fuck are we doing with our lives? Can't Blue start...
I just looked this... Yeah, Blue.
Can't Blue start her own Instagram account?
You should start an Instagram for Blue.
Oh my God, people would... They'd leave Instagram in droves. They'd be like, what's that? What's that rat that's barking all the time? What is that?
You should, though, like as a bad dog, you know, like bad dog account or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Blue.
World's worst dog. At world's worst dog.
Bad Blue.
Olivia
Benson is the cat's name, and she's worth millions of dollars.
Because of the traffic that she gets on the Instagram account?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, Chrissy. This really makes, you know. I swear to God, it's really... here's $1 billion for your music career. Here's $50 million for your cat.
Wait, I stand corrected. It's worth $97 million.
Fuck you, everybody else. My farts are worth millions. Every time I fart, it's $1 million. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I think we need to get Blue in on the game. Come on. Bro.
Definitely. Let's we got to do something. It. If people don't start paying us, we got to do something. I swear to God. Bad Blue. That's it.
Bad
Blue.
Bad Bitch Blue.
Bad Bitch Blue. I better take that name before we release this episode because I know you smart fuckers out there are going to be taking that name and posting pictures of me barking. A bunch of assholes.
You can get pictures of Blue rolling in the dead animals.
In the dead wood.
And the stinkweed. The crotch
rot. Yeah. She's pissing on every carpet in the house.
Yeah, take a picture of the pee pad.
Listen to this.
Get Astrid.
You know how...
You could like stage a photo with you being like, no!
No, I don't need to stage a photo. Just anytime I'm outside the studio in my own house, just wait 3 minutes and you'll hear Brian go, Blue, no! Stop it! Shut up! Sit down!
Bad bitch blues bark.
Yeah. Once you get past the fourth word, no one's typing that shit in. When I first found out, we just told this story in the last episode about Blue and the crotch rot and the whole nine. It's a tree disease, and she's eating the tree disease, and now she smells like a dead horse's asshole. I mean, it's awful. What I didn't tell you is that when I found out she was eating, the first time I saw her doing this, I got so angry at her. Like, my wife was leaving. I look outside. Blue is over there eating this crotch rot off of a tree, this diseased tree, and she's eating it. And it's also harmful to dogs. And it smells terrible. So she smells terrible. So I'm yelling at her outside. I'm like, Blue, get inside. Get. Let's go. My neighbors think I'm crazy. Probably called ASPCA on me 30 times. So Blue comes inside the house, and I'm like, Blue, you don't eat that. Blah, 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 blah. Then the baby wakes up. This is not but a minute later. Baby wakes up because of, probably because I'm yelling at Blue. Baby wakes
yes,
up.
Yes, I so can imagine.
I go into my bedroom and I put the baby on the bed and I'm like cooing with the baby. And I'm like, oh, that's a baby.
Look at your baby. This is daddy.
You know, talk like a bumbling fucking idiot for 15 minutes.
This is daddy.
People think I'm cool on the commercial break. You should check me out when I'm talking to my daughter. Who did your pee pee boo boo? Who likes your pee pee boo boo? Oh, who let a little farty? Oh, a little farty. Oh, your farty smells.
It's just automatic that when you get around a baby, because I, you know, whenever I go to see her too, I'm like, oh, my little Miranda.
Oh, did you remember your
sweet?
Your
feet. Look at those little feet.
I know.
Look at those little feet.
I can only imagine that at that age, like, I imagine them like a boss baby or like Stewie or something. Well. Well, you bumbling idiot. Stop talking about my farts. I know they smell. And if I could wipe my own ass, I would.
All right, old man, I get it. You like my pee-pee poo-poo. Shut up. Give me some food. Where's a tit? You don't have any tits. I don't care what you have to say. Baba boo boo, gaga goo goo, princess this, princess that. You know what I really want? I want to go to a strip club and do some blow and drive fast down Georgia 400. That's what I want. How do I go faster? Gaga goo goo, fuck you, you.
So anyway, so I yell. And then I go and I take the baby and I lay down. This is not but 2.5 minutes later. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, what's that? You got a little poopy in your diaper?
I don't have a poopy. That's ain't me. That's your shitty asshole dog. That's what that is. Gaga goo goo. Fuck you. You, you.
So I start smelling poop and I'm like, oh, you made a poopy. Here, let me smell your ass. Then you do the parental move that every parent does. That had any child been, you know, 15 years older, you'd be automatically arrested, which is you stick your nose directly in their asshole and you're like, oh, no, that's not you. What is that?
It's blue.
Blue shit on the rug next to my bed, like right next to where I was laying.
God.
She literally took a dump right next to where I was laying. She got upset that I yelled at her about the crotch rot wood, and then she decided to take a shit next to my bed. Not only is the dog the worst dog ever, the dumbest dog ever, the loudest dog ever, but she's the most vengeful dog ever, too.
She is very vengeful.
Yes. She does not let shit go. She's just like, oh, yeah, I hear you. What you gonna do about this? I know you're not going to let me on the street. You just spent $7,000 on a new knee. You're too cheap, old man. I know you're not letting me go anywhere. So you know what? There you go. Take that. Here, now I'm going to lick your daughter's lips. Which is the favorite move of Blue. Today, after that crotch rot thing, I was like, no one let that dog anywhere near my baby. I come out and the dog's licking my baby's lips. Why? Because she likes the smell of rotten milk. Fucker. Fucking asshole.
Oh, the thing is that we had a dog like that growing up. Her name was Suzette.
Oh.
And she was a little toy poodle. And I think, you know, sometimes when you get dogs, they can be inbred.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's not
happening. I think that Blue
that's why mutts are the best. But
yeah, well, Blue is bred by some fucking cow fucker up in North Georgia. She might be like inbred, like from the actual family. She might have had that guy's dick in her. I don't know. Their mom was having an affair with the guy in the trailer. I'm not even sure what was going on. That was a whole scene. When you're
I've driven to those scenes before.
When you have five couches in your family room, none of which you actually paid for, it's likely you're having sex with some animal. So, Oh, and but you know what? By the way, Steven Tyler, if you want to take away a young girl, you feel free to come get Blue. I'll be happy to sign over custody.
Yeah.
Oh, man, these dogs. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. I mentioned the Met Gala and Aerosmith. You know, some of us just aren't afforded the luxury of just picking up and signing custodial orders, picking up women.
No.
No. So we have to rely.
Should that be a thing?
No, I don't know. We should do. Seems like something some people in our government would take up right now. I mean,
it's so crazy. You never hear of a woman doing that. Like, hey, going to the young boy's house.
It's time for women to take over. It's time for women to take over. I swear to God, I've just given up on my kind. I've given up on my kind. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't. I can't get over it. Some of these fucking nudniks in charge. It's just like, what are you thinking? How do you think that plays well?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the complete opposite. They do things that 70% of the population has no interest in them doing. And then, you know, they're just talking to the seven guys whacking their puds behind their fucking Xbox.
What did you call somebody earlier? A cock knocker?
Yeah, cock knocker. Cock knocker. Whatever that means. So some of us aren't afforded the opportunity to just pick up women and take them across state lines. So we have to go the old-fashioned route and actually make them like us. Luckily, there are some real experts at this type of material, and we refer to them affectionately as pois.
A pua,
a pickup artist. One of our favorites is Adam Lyons. Adam the Liar, as we affectionately call him, yes. As we affectionately would call him right here at TCB.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, TCB Universe, I wanted to let you know that Hatch sponsors this episode. You know I have 12 to 15 children. It seems like there's a new one every single year. And there's two words that fill me with more dread than any other. Sleep training. We've learned a few things about putting a child to bed, and we've learned that routine is most important. But even with a great routine, sometimes you need a little help, and that's why Astrid and I use Hatch. The new and improved second-generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for the entire family. This all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your child. Even the youngest of our brood is getting a Hatch as part of their bedtime routine. Babies love the continuous sound of white noise and lullabies for soothing and comfortable sleep environment, and toddlers and big kids sleep independently with colors and sound cues. We've been using Hatch and their easy-to-use application to change bedtime from a nightmare to a good night. And right now, Hatch is offering up to 15% off of your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/TCB. That's hatch.co/TCB. So if you're ready for improved sleep with your children and yourself, go to hatch.co/TCB to get up to 15% off and free shipping. One more time, that's hatch.co/TCB. This is a product that we use, we're falling in love with it, and the kids know it's time to go night-night when they see the nightlight of Hatch. Thanks, Hatch, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
TCB.
I'd like to get Adam's advice on how we do that opening pickup line, how we do the approach, as they call it. The approach. I think we've done a lot of like generalized videos about pause, but we've never quite gotten into the actual details. So let's see if by watching a video that specifically says they'll get into the details, we can get into the details.
All of them say they're going to get into the details, but then they don't.
Let's see if this is the same thing.
Okay, this could be the one.
This could be the one.
This could be the time.
You never do know. So without further ado, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. I found Adam the Lions. Adam the Liar talking about how to make that cold approach.
The cold approach.
What in the fuck did we just see?
I don't know. Was it like a Bush video from 1990?
I know. It was like what you don't see. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. What you can't see is like there's a little intro. They call it an intro or an outro to the video where it's just usually played on every video. You know, it's a little thing and pictures and a logo or whatever. This had a guy
black
from
and white, yeah, street. There was street heroin. Lights, might have been
heroin. Yeah, there were needles. There was a computer from 1991. I don't even know what's going on here.
And then it says PUA training.
Yeah. Here he goes.
Pwah. Yeah.
Yeah. Pwah. Yeah. Pwah, yeah, brother. Pwah, yeah. Remember the ShamWow?
Yes.
ShamWow. Yeah. Pwah, wow. Pwah, wow.
You love about this is if somebody's standing and they're standing on their own in a bar, you kind of want to make
of young girls. Kind of, how old is that girl?
I don't know. She's either really short or 12. Yeah. Yeah, she does look young, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But Adam looks young in this. This is like, I don't know. I got to guess at least 10
years
ago. Is
he in like a, what, where is he?
I don't know.
He's like at the carpet.
Yeah, we're looking at, Adam's in a room. He's with a girl that looks like, this looks like 1999, honestly. She looks like a really skinny Snooki.
Yeah.
That's about 15 years old. And then she's all tanned and fanned and all fantastic.
Yeah.
Adam is wearing a typical white guy outfit. He's wearing a button-down white shirt from Banana Republic with jeans that are too big for him. And then shoes? Are those shoes?
Socks.
Oh, he's got socks on. Because I'm always hanging out in the bar in my socks.
Well, he's not in a bar. He's in a house.
No, I know. He's in a
staged house. Like, it's so weird.
It's probably an old hotel they're about to blow up and tear down. And he's like, do you mind if I use this for a few minutes? I'm quite broke. My YouTube career hasn't taken off.
Obvious what you're doing, you know? Yeah, as smooth as I might like to be, if I'm approaching, I'm approaching. I could try this.
If I'm approaching, I'm approaching.
It is what it is.
I'm approaching what I'm
approaching. If I'm approaching, I'm approaching. Are you really? Yeah. Stands and next walks. Standing next to her.
But it wasn't that smooth. You know, she knew I was approaching. I'd been better off just going straight up and approaching.
Did you see that? I approached and she knew I was approaching. It'd be better off if I come up from behind her and go, excuse me, can I have your phone number?
Just approach.
Relatively. Make it
Chrissy. No need to approach. Just approach.
Yeah.
You're taking the wrong approach to the approach. You just need to approach. When you're approaching, approach appropriately.
When you're approaching the approach.
Yes. When you're approaching the approach, approach appropriately. Now I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I had no interest approaching. So I don't want to stand and make it look cool. I kind of just want to come over, chill out, relax, not even look at her, look at someone else in the bar, maybe whip out my phone, have a look at my phone a bit, completely ignore the girl.
Maybe I want to whip out my dick, whack it a little bit, prime the pump.
Completely ignore the girl.
Show her what I'm working with. Don't worry about the girl. She's not important in the equation. Remember, yes. It's just approach.
Laugh. That's crazy. Look at that. There's the open.
Wait, hold on.
Where?
So you can get this in the listening audience. What Adam says is, Don't just walk up to a girl and start talking to her. Stand next to her. Take out your phone.
Sidle up.
Yes.
Not saddle up. Sidle up.
Take out your phone.
Laugh.
Start looking at something and then go, that's hilarious. Look at this. You know what most women would do in 2023? Bear spray. That's what you would get. Bear spray.
Also, you better be sure you had something funny on your phone.
I don't have anything funny on my phone.
You actually looking up.
Yeah. What's funny? My Instagram account full of Venezuelan models?
Look at this.
Look at this. Look at these huge tits.
That's
the approach.
I see something crazy, I bring somebody else into it. It comes a bit more under the radar. But in reality, if they're just standing there, you kind of want to make sure that you go in and open. Now.
Go in, whip out your phone, whip out your dick, say, phone or dick, which one do you want to see first? Because I got something interesting on my phone, but I can make something interesting with my dick.
There's some other key points to somebody that's standing in. The most important is you want to lock in. Locking in is so important when you're talking to somebody.
You walk up, you put handcuffs on your wrist, and then you put handcuffs on her wrist, and now you're all locked in. 30, and then you say, next 24 hours, you're coming with me. I sign custody papers with your parents.
Because if you don't, it looks like you're the one that's hitting on the girl. And you want to change that as fast as possible. You want to make...
Wait. She's like, I'm just 12.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying.
Who's the...
Uncle, who's the man?
Uncle Adam.
Uncle Adam? Why is that video camera taping us? Mommy said you were taking me to a movie. Aww.
We'll get to the movie after I teach none of these people an approach.
Why are you talking like there's an audience? There's no one here. There's no one that's ever here when you do videos, Adam.
It looked like she's hitting on you. Not just for her, but for the rest of the room. Because she might absolutely hate me, and this could go really, really badly.
I have a feeling it is.
I want it to look like she was hitting on me and I wasn't interested. Because
what?
The only way a situation looks bad is by your reaction to it. So, for example, when I'm talking to a girl, one of the first things that I'll do...
Wait, the only way a situation looks bad is by your reaction to it? No, douchebag. If you come up and try and cold approach a girl by showing her something funny on your phone, you look bad regardless of what your reaction to
no,
it is.
God.
But I get into a position where I'm more locked in than her. So if I'm talking to her, again, we can use the three-finger tap to get her to look. That can be
three, again,
three-finger tap.
Again, we can use the three-finger tap.
Again? How many times in an approach are we using three fingers? Because that's kind of creepy. You're telling guys how many fingers to use? Because in my world, touching a woman unwarranted, unrequested, is probably just a bad idea in general.
With one finger, much less.
Yeah.
What is
the
that?
Here's the only reason you touch people in public.
Claw-like?
Yeah. Like this. You just hook them in with your three fingers.
The three.
Yeah. Or you go three in the pink, one in the stink. But those are, you know, there's a special kind of woman for that. Just share it with you.
That's not on the first approach.
No, not on the first approach. That's on the second approach. On the first approach, you use one finger. Then you go straight to three. But my estimation is the only reason why it's appropriate to touch someone you do not know in public, someone that you do not already have a relationship with, is if you're in a crowd and you're moving around, you don't want them to spill a drink or hit you or something like that, and you put a gentle hand on the back.
Or
right?
Just say, behind you.
Yeah. Behind. Corner. You use restaurant terminology. Corner! Which no one else understands. But if you've worked, you could find out who's worked at a restaurant.
By saying that.
Go to a crowded bar, turn a corner, and go, corner! And watch how many people move out of the way. Those people worked at a restaurant. It's embedded into their heads.
That looks like she's flirting over her shoulder and opening me, old school style, over her shoulder. Look at you. Check you out. Look at you. Anyway, so you can
gross.
See that she's...
Whoa.
He is gross.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at that hair. I had a roommate one time who colored his hair like that. Like he made the tips. He frosted the tips with all kind of different colors. Yeah. He was a douchebag.
Trying to open me over the shoulder. It looks like she's chatting to me. And if I can get her to change her body language completely, I can make it look like she's really hitting on me.
And make it look like everybody in the bar thinks I'm cool.
That's right. Everybody in the bar thinks I'm cool because she turned around to talk to me after I put three fingers on her. And found something funny on my phone. Now watch as she spills her drink on me and kicks me in the nuts.
Know that it doesn't work is by the reaction that comes off. And usually my reaction, especially if I'm leaning here and she's giving me a mouthful because she's turning around here and she's shouting at me because I've really upset her and I've done it really badly. Not that that should happen, but maybe it is, right?
So you're telling me that has happened before, Adam?
Yeah. First of all, second of all, you're not teaching men how to approach a woman at a bar. You're teaching men how to not be embarrassed by at a bar with other men around. Yeah, that's so fucked up.
You guys can't see her. And there's a wall behind me. And this wall,
you can hide the fact that she's yelling at me.
Chrissy, this is such pseudoscience. This is such horseshit. This is why half the country doesn't believe in science anymore, is douchebags like this who are making science out of nothing. Nothing.
The only way you will know if it went badly is my face. For example, if I'm here like this going, that looks bad. I'm obviously freaking out. So you always want to make sure you look cool.
Sorry,
so
I touched you back, my three fingers.
In. Yeah, sorry about my three fingers. But I don't really want to make a reaction right now because all my other poor buddies are looking at me. Can you do me a favor? You kick me in the nuts. Just do it. Do it behind this wall.
Yeah. Just give me a mouthful. You just go, hey, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to give you a great bad night. Great to meet you. I'll see you around. She probably doesn't even want to shake your hand. She's probably like, no. So you just hold your hand up and go, have a great night. See you around. And you leave.
You touch her again. Nothing like touching an angry woman twice. I don't even touch Astrid when she's angry with me. I'm on the other side of the hall.
You walk off. No one knows. You're smiling. You're happy about it. You're not doing this. You know, you look bad.
So far you've taught guys how to get rejected, but not let your friends know you got rejected.
Yes,
because
correct.
Do you think you're the center of fucking attention when you walk into a bar? Like every human being is staring
at you?
He's looking
at you. Yeah. For watching.
You're just going, yeah. If that's
looking
the case.
It's Adam.
Yeah.
It's Adam the liar. There's Adam. There he is.
Let's see how he does it.
We're all getting pussy tonight. It's literally going to rain from the sky. I'll get Adam's sloppy fourths. I don't care.
Guy in Austin. Great guy. He's a member of the Lair, and I really do like the guy. And he made the mistake.
A member of the Lair? I want to be a member of the Lair.
Well, he's Adam Lyons. So he's got
he's
a
in
layer. OMG.
Thundercats! Ah!
Adam's layer.
Approaching so my fiance and her friends and opening them. And I felt bad for him. I did. Because they know everything about game. They've been studying it for about
that
4 years.
That is not his fiance. You know, is he pointing to her like he's the like she's the fiance? She has no ring.
Yeah, no, that's not her. It's his fiance.
He pointed at her like it was.
Well, I think he said his fiance, but that's not really his fiance. He pointed at her because he wishes he had a fiance. Right. He made it all up because that's what Adam does. Just make it up.
And so he went out there and he started using his lines. And very quickly, they started using more advanced lines on him. So he would say something like, hey, you know what? You guys seem interesting. Do you have anything going for you more than your looks?
What?
What kind of what bars are you going to? I swear to God.
Hey, you guys look interesting. Do you have anything more going on than your looks?
Does Steven Tyler pop up on the table
is this an interview?
That's right.
Can you tell me more about yourself?
Randy and Simon pop up and they're like, great approach. But here's what you did wrong.
Girls went, well, you've come over to us and said that we look interesting. What is it about us that you think is interesting beyond our looks? And he went, well, it could be this. And he just, oh, it was terrible. It was bad. It was messy. They reversed everything round on him. And before they did it.
God forbid a guy doesn't have complete control over a situation.
I know.
It's so awful. You're teaching men just how to obfuscate and ride fences and be in gray spaces and made pseudoscience out of something that's really, yeah, of course there's science in how people are attracted to each other, but there's also a little bit of magic. And you can't teach that magic like it's a fucking class in third grade.
No,
you can't do that.
No, and if you're trying to approach a group of women and say, hey, twice, he's saying twice, they've gone up twice and said, hey, you look
Yeah, yeah, I think you're more interesting than your looks. Despite your
looks. What else have you got?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what else do you want? Like, fuck off, dude.
Listen, I saw you reading that table tent. And I got to say, Chili's Bucko Shitties margarita package
looks really great.
Looks like you can read pictures, at least.
Well, he shrunk into himself and his head went down. And as he was trying to battle for the lines to use, he was like searching in his head by staring at the floor. And all anybody could see was four girls in a semicircle around him, berating him, and him like looking at the floor.
That did not happen. That did not happen.
Four girls berating him. I think all they did was ask, "Well, what are you? Yeah. See?
Well, how do you know that?
We're interested.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Basically, get away, dude.
I mean, listen, there are some mean
people.
We're
berating.
This day and age, you're more likely to have an AR-15 put in your face.
God, yeah.
I don't even think... I'm going to teach my kids not to approach at all.
No.
Don't do any approaching.
No approach.
Nope. Tell you what, just don't go outside anymore.
Exactly.
Let this whole thing settle down in 200 to 300 years from now.
Get back in the bunker.
Get back in your bunker. Back in the pool. Told you it's not safe out here.
Now, the good news is he hung in for an hour. Which is amazingly impressive, because I would not have taken
an hour. How long did he sit there and look at the floor?
How long was he searching for lines? An hour? And you didn't go help the poor guy? You're Adam the Lions in your lair. Your little lion lair. I get it. It's so cute. It's like the commercial break has the break room.
That was just for a couple episodes.
Yeah, it was for two episodes.
Oh, I most definitely wouldn't have. But he did. But the problem is, he telegraphed to the entire nightclub that he was staring at the floor.
An hour?
And obviously wasn't having a good reaction.
No, it's this, because this story is untrue from start to finish. He is literally making this up to make a point. And there's nothing quite like making a point with a story that's completely made up. Welcome to the commercial break.
Smile, laugh, be happy. You're getting it in the ear because you messed up. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Hey, it wasn't my intentions. You know, just here to have fun. Just chatting
take
to some
these
people.
Three
Whatever.
Fingers.
Cool yeah. with it.
Just take these three fingers. Shove them up your chucha. Hey,
see
sorry.
Ya.
Didn't mean to embarrass you. Just here giving a PUA workshop. Just trying to verbally assault you in the hopes you'll come home and sleep with me.
You're going to telegraph everything in your body language. So make sure that if you are talking to a standing set, or in fact any set that goes bad, that you're giving yourself the
standing
best benefit.
Standing set?
They have a set. I could get into the whole thing. I watched a whole video on this. My head almost exploded. It was such horse shit. It was by Mystery. Mystery kept on throwing out numbers and facts and scientific information.
Standing
and none
set.
Of it sounded true to me. None of it. Like, it all sounded like fake, made-up horse shit. Because you know what? That's what it is.
Best is by locking in. Now, there's a great
lock into a mantle like this one in this empty house, this model home that I'm in.
Yeah, what are we? We're in Top Gun. We're lock in.
How are you? Like, there's not a mantle at the clubs.
I know, but you just got to roll with his bullshit, because the truth is there is no truth. But I do lock into the mantle.
What I'll do is I'll meet a girl and I'll lock in and I'll say, hey, I just want to ask you something. Tell me three interesting things about yourself.
Hey, I just want to tell you something. Hey, I just want to tell you something by asking you something.
Quick. Three interesting.
Quick. Three interesting things about yourself. I'm gay. I'm not interested. You're ugly. Bye.
She'll come in and she'll start telling me some stuff. So go in, she'll start whispering something to me. Whatever. It doesn't matter. And now, what
magical place do you go to? What magical bar do you go to?
She'll start whispering to me, whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, three, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just keep whispering things to me. You're full of shit. You're blowing it. We've only got 30 minutes left in this hotel room. You better start making some good content or YouTube's going to kick you off.
She's listening. While she's talking to me, I'm looking around the bar. And I'll watch for another girl. And while she's talking,
I gotta hear this.
I'll start making eyes at the other girl, like I'm completely bored out of my brain.
Dick.
Now, what I'm doing is I'm telegraphing to the other girl that this girl here, although she's incredibly hot and pretty, look hot and pretty, see? Although she's hot and pretty.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Adam.
Even though she's incredibly hot and pretty, she was just a tester.
Yeah, that's right.
For another girl so that I could humiliate the girl that I'm just pulled into my lair.
This girl who's now whispering into my ear, I'm making ugly faces across the bar at another girl that's more attractive because she's just chumming the water for the next girl I'm going to date.
Yep, yep.
Adam, I have a question for you.
How often do you masturbate?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Telegraphing to the other girl that this girl is actually boring my brains off.
If you were dating Adam Lyons and you found this video, would you not immediately break up with him?
No, I would.
Yeah.
And I'll wait. And the girl will be wandering around. Sometimes I'll go, oh, what, really? That's great. And I'll call her over. Sometimes she'll just come over. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
So you're talking to one girl, then you make face. So the girl comes up close to you. You make faces for at another girl at the bar, ridiculing the girl you're talking to, and then calling over the other girl.
When you hug the current girl.
When you hug the current girl.
You call over. You go, come on over here. It's the other girl.
Oh,
this is never happening anywhere.
No, this never happened ever.
Guys,
I know. We're the old fuddy-duddies, and we don't know how to use TikTok, and we're not sure if Instagram works properly, and we have trouble with our computers and our wires, and my prostate's big, and all that other stuff. I get it. But you know what comes with that? A little bit of life experience. Just a little bit. Just enough to know some things, right?
Yes.
And I got to be honest with you. I've been to a lot of clubs and bars and restaurants and parties with a lot of different people, including guys who believed they were PUAs in their own head. And the truth is, I have never, ever seen anything even remotely like this work or be tried. Or even be tried. Attempted.
No. One time with me, a guy did spill a drink.
On you?
On me.
On purpose?
And then I think it might have been on purpose. And then was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, let me take
and
you.
And then a blowjob.
Let me take you out. To make up for it.
Here, let me lick your panties clean.
Yeah, it definitely didn't work.
No,
it
didn't
work.
Yeah. That was me that spilled the drink, by the way.
The girl will walk past, and I'll say to this one, I'm so sorry to bother you. I just want to go and chat to this girl for 2 seconds. She's an old friend of mine. I'll then walk up to the other girl.
I just casually lie to this woman so I can go casually lie to that woman. Wow.
Grab her arm, lock it with mine, and go, just play along for a minute. She'll be like, okay. And I'm sorry, that girl won't leave me alone. She's been talking to me all night. And it's believable.
What a dick. Not
what in the
fuck
is going on
here? He's the one who originally went
up
to the other girl.
Oh my God, Chrissy, this is like the worst advice you could ever give a man because it's never going to work.
It's so
ever. You have to assume that the women that you are dealing with
are smart,
complete dunces. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are complete. They are like borderline rock. They're borderline potato IQ.
This girl has not said one thing.
Well, she's not said one thing because she's being paid. She knows she's smarter than that.
I know, and you have to assume that they're
she's
all like that.
I'll just petition YouTube to take this off off the internet in a couple of years.
And she's chatting off my ear. And the girl can relate to having some guy chat to her all night and drive her mad. So what we do is build a massive amount of rapport on the fact that we both have really, really hot people chatting to us and really annoying us.
Bing, bing. I love when people click their hands together like that. It means they can whack off two people at the same time.
Massive amounts. Yeah,
massive amounts. No. And make two fists in front of yourself right now if you're listening at home.
And then bang them.
And then bang them together twice. And that's what people used to do back in the early 2000s, right? And what Adam looks like when he's doing is he's about to approach with two dicks in his mouth. Fucker.
I've got nothing interesting to say. So what I've done is I've used a really solid body language position to telegraph to another girl that I've got masses of attraction when really I don't. And I've used that to bounce off of her and kind of like.
We already knew that, Adam. You didn't have to point that out.
I've telegraphed.
I've telegraphed. I'm telegraphing.
That I've got massive amounts of attraction, but really I don't.
Yeah. I'm telegraphing how much pussy I have. By writing it on a big piece of poster board and bringing it into the bar.
Really,
I get ass.
To open the other girl and get off of her. Not that I ever would. I'd never tell you, Steph. See? Never. So, that's one of the...
I wouldn't lie to you. I only lie to all the other women in my life. You're my 12-year-old niece helping me make videos about getting pussy.
Lie to you. Only just talked about lying to women before that.
No. I didn't mean that about you women. Let's not get it confused. When I'm on video, I'm a totally different guy than when I'm off video than when I'm actually with you.
See?
Bing, bing. I click my fists together and I come a little bit in my pants because I am the ultimate alpha male, red-tipped hair and all.
He does have the red paint.
I know. It looks so bad.
Parts you want to make sure you do. Now, there's another one that's really good, which is when you've got two girls standing up and you've got a double-seated set, double standing set. So I'm going to grab.
That's when you click both of your fists together, punch them in the face, and apologize.
Double standing set.
Yeah, a double standing set. I just feel bad for the guys who are like memorizing this stuff because you know they aren't getting laid.
No,
this doesn't work.
No,
so you know they aren't getting laid.
No,
and as a matter of fact, they're getting further away from getting laid.
It's like repellent.
I know. It's like when you're hungry, when you're hard
out there, just be yourself.
When you're hungry, when you're hard up for attention, and I've been there, right? You got a dry streak. It's been like a number of months or years or whatever it is. You know, you almost get in a point of like sadness and desperation. And I can only imagine that if you go years and years and years that you're like, wow. But the truth is, tomorrow is another day to get laid. And you never know when that attraction is going to occur. It could occur anywhere, literally.
Don't try and force it.
Like in a Holiday Inn in front of a fireplace.
In front of a mantle.
Yeah, in front of the mantle. The truth is, by using these tactics, you are moving yourself further away from that ever happening. Because if your default position is to remember some bullshit a guy named Adam the Liar told you, you are in deep trouble, man. Deep trouble.
The way I see it, these guys that are watching the videos and taking it to heart are like blue with the stink weed.
Yes. They can't let it go. They like it, but it's poison. Yeah. They're attracted to it, but they can't. They can only stomach so much before they die inside. If you believe anything Adam the Lion says, I encourage you to go take a look at his body of work in total, because he has said so much horse shit in his time on the internet that it's hard to believe him. He's a travel agent. He's a social media expert. He's a PUA. He's a threesome. He's the best polyamory that has ever walked the face of the earth. He's an asshole is what he is.
He's got Dante, the baby.
Yeah, no, that's not him. It's the people who won't tell their kids the name.
Well.
Oh, the name of the father.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, you think there's Dante? He has a Dante? What?
Dante.
He has a Dante too? There are two Dantes?
No, I think we got confused.
Oh, you think he has the Dante?
I think he was the one on there on the ITV. And one of them, the name was Dante.
Oh, God. Never using that voice again. I'm not giving that guy any more love.
And she's going to come up here and stand. And what we're going to look at now is how you actually approach two girls who are standing up next to each other. Thankfully, Amanda's in the audience as well.
There is no audience. You can hear nothing. There is not a pin has dropped.
Perfect. So
here's my other niece.
She's in the middle of eating a Starbucks, but it's good. So what we've got here is we've got two girls, and they're standing by the bar, and they're talking to each other.
What is she doing? Where did he pick these girls up from? The fucking local mall?
I know.
I know. Yeah, they're teenage girls.
Teenage girls.
If they're not 15 or 16, they're not more than 18.
No.
By the way, so you guys can actually get close to each other. Now, in this situation, both the girls will be standing there.
I mean, one girl has a hoodie on.
They don't stand up against
them. Yeah, she's got a hoodie with no shoes.
Or pants.
That's true.
They don't do that because girls don't like being wallflowers. If they're going to stand together, they'll be standing by the bar. It's very rare you'll see two hot girls standing in the corner of a room. That's not really what they tend to do. They might be
What are they, zebras?
No, I've studied their species.
Yeah. I've studied their kind. Very rarely will you find a set of firm tits hanging out together across the bar. They want a peacock. They'll be right there in the middle of the action, showing their breasts to all the eligible guys. But you have a leg up because you've got the three-finger approach.
Completely different story.
Like when I found these two girls, they were literally at the bar on top of it, dancing for money. because that's where they work.
Yes. Talk about later. But they could quite often be standing up against the bar. Now, the position that I want to be in is most definitely not here. Because if I'm here, then I can't actually communicate with both of them correctly. I might be able to talk to this one and turn her around and talk to her.
Turn her around?
But now I've got a problem.
Oh, God, this girl looks like she hates him.
I know she does.
She looks angry to be there. Yeah. She's probably like, I'm taking the $100 that I got paid for today, but I don't have to like it.
Bored. You feel awkward already, right? She's like, yeah. So she's going to want to get rid of me because these guys are friends. So she's going, come on, this guy, let's get to the bathroom or something, because girls can't go to the toilet alone. So that's going to leave me in a difficult situation where I'm going to get left out. So I want to make sure that I can engage both. And the best way of doing it is to be in between the two of them. And the beautiful thing...
Just walk right in the middle of a conversation.
Insert yourself right in between.
Just
it's
say...
It's called the in-between approach.
Hey, you want a sandwich? How about an Adam
sandwich?
How about
the meat to that sandwich?
Let me put my salami right there in between your buns.
About having a bar or going to the bar is that you've got a really good excuse to split them both up. Jesus. And the way you do it is by making sure you're not opening either. So if I can move you guys just here for 1 second, just so the camera can see what's going on. So I want you guys to imagine...
God forbid the camera doesn't get all this hot action going on. God forbid the camera misses one step of your... I have a dream speech going on right here. This is important for the future of this real life idiocracy movie we're living.
Two girls, and they're leaning up against the bar, and the bar is here, and the barman is here, and you guys are all behind the bar. I see the two girls.
You guys are all behind the bar.
But... Yeah, you're what? All of you are bartenders.
So I approach, not the girls, but the barman. I slip between the two girls. Sorry, guys. Hi, can I get a drink? And I'll order my drink.
That's rude. I would be pissed if somebody walked in between me and my friend. And you have to be, like, dependent on the barman that's exactly in the right position.
Well, I think you have to think about a couple of things. Yeah, the barman. It's called... You know, women can be bar women too, Chrissy. But what you do have to think about is if it's so crowded that you have to walk in between two people in order to get a drink, usually the two girls are not standing 7 feet apart giving you the room to do that.
Exactly.
They're right on top of each other. And if you move in the middle, you're just the asshole who moved in the middle.
Yes.
I'm automatically...
Like having a conversation with my friend and then all of a sudden, then you're the dick who just inserted himself for a drink.
Automatically pissed off at anybody who reaches over me at a bar or gets in between me
without
and my...
first saying, can I buy you guys a drink? I need one too.
Yeah.
Let's all get one together. That's a good approach.
Without asking, if you get in between me, I am fucking miffed. And I will tell you to go somewhere else. I've done it.
Now, at this point, I've split up the girls. They're going to think I'm quite rude. They were having a conversation. But it's kind of irrelevant because I didn't notice them. So they'll talk to each other and I'll be talking. Now, the timing is perfect because if I do this for too long, they'll get bored and walk away. They might even tap me on the shoulder and tell me I'm rude.
Brian did.
3 to 4 seconds to try and address the bartender and then recognize my mistake and apologize to the two girls, which gives me an open. So I step in. Sorry, guys. Hey, do you mind if I just open?
Sorry, guys. You already know they're together when you say sorry, guys. And now you're going to pretend like you don't know you stepped in between them? Oh, my God. Watch this.
I order my drink. I'm sorry. Do you mind if I just get a drink? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Guys, I have completely cut you guys out, haven't I? And bam, here I am with my own.
Suck on my dick.
He just put his arms around the two girls.
I know. He turned them around. He put his arms on them. Imagine you're standing at a bar. For those of you listening,
would be like, get off me.
Two girls, 7 feet apart. He walks in the middle. He says, I'm sorry before he does it. Then he says, I'm sorry again. Then he grabs them by the neck and pulls them together. Hey, you two make out. I'm a future polyamory expert.
I've both girls at once, and it gives me a position between the two of them where I can talk to both, I can Keno both, and actually get into an interaction with
Keno
both.
Oh.
Also,
Keno. I didn't know the lottery was getting involved in these things now. The Georgia lottery does this now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's 1,000,000 to 1 that this would work.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
I don't even think the chance... I think those odds are way too favorable.
Wow.
You're never going to get laid like this, guys. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And there are... some of these guys have nobody in the audience like Adam. But yeah. There are some of these PUA experts, quote unquote PUA experts, artists, whatever they are, that absolutely fill a room.
I think it's easy to PUI. Pick up idiots.
Pick up idiots. Pick up ass hats is what it is. Keep the PUA. Yeah. All right. Listen, my advice to you, be a nice guy, be a gentleman, be yourself.
Be yourself.
You may not get laid today, but eventually you will find someone who likes you for you.
Yeah, you'll find your little tribe.
Yeah, and even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while. You'll eventually get laid. Promise me, it'll happen. Just don't keep on telling yourself you're not going to get laid. You got to think positive. I'm going to get laid. It's going to happen. And then I'll send Blue your way. Feel free to fuck her all you want. It'll shut that dog up. All right.
Geez. I'll take her to the park to attract girls. Maybe you should rent Blue out.
No,
to
Blue
guys
won't go to the park. You know what Blue does? She just barks at everybody.
That's
she's
true.
She's been kicked out of dog parks That's before. All right. TCVpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out for more information about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and get your 21 EPM sticker. We'd love to send you one. You know how you do that? Hit the contact us button on the website, send us your address, tell us you want a sticker, and we'll send it off. We send brand new packages every week, like a stack of packages every single week.
We would
love to include you. So please send
us
your address.
Hashtag prostate health,
doing our part. 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, you can text us all those things
Anything.
If you want. In one long paragraph, text us all of it. Points for style, points for wit. We'd be happy to hear from you. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for fully edited episodes the same day they air here. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
That's all my voice is going to let me do. So I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.